The challenge now is to talk to Melissa, and welcome to Fab FM.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It was lovely to catch up with you, firstly, at that wonderful dinner that we had.
Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't that beautiful? They hung the chandelier from the tree.
It was amazing. It's the part of the longest lunch.
Yes.
If you haven't bought tickets for the longest lunch, you must get them. It was just divine.
It was just you and me in this intimate dinner with 20 other people.
And 20 other people.
That was fantastic. Now, you've been here since last Thursday.
Yes, we have.
And you surprised me when I said to you, you arrived last Thursday, you're obviously out socialising, and you said no.
We're working. We're setting up the Spiegel tent, yeah. Getting the lights up and getting everything set up for the show opening this Friday night.
Tell me, why does it take so long? You would think, just with respect, and you know, I don't know about tents, but I would have thought, put up the tent, bang, that crash, that's
well,
it.
Well, our tent takes a few more days to put up. It comes in thousands of pieces, in all wooden, and it's all merit, and it all slots together. It's a 1930s Wonderland Spiegel tent, and it's steeped with nostalgia in its walls.
Yes.
And it's lush red curtains.
Lush. And I love that.
Golden frills around, ready for the performers. And you're so close to the performers.
Yeah.
That's what makes it such a unique venue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit extra time for a little bit extra special.
Yeah. Now, look, for people who've never been to the Spiegel tent, I mean, I've had the great pleasure, never up here, but it'll be my first time in port to actually go to a Spiegel tent. But I've done the Adelaide Fringe many times and seen the Spiegel tent.
Yeah, we were there this year too.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. I saw you there. I saw the tent. Because I went down and I did attend one show down there. So just fantastic. For those people who've never, ever been to the Spiegel tent, how would you describe a show, and how does it differ from just walking into a normal theatre?
It is magical. There is something unique about a Spiegel tent. It's hard to explain. The walls, because it has so much history, and the performers are so close to you when they're performing. Like, you're literally only a meter away from them. If you're sitting in the front row, they're dropping in front of you.
Yeah, it's like almost that old-time circus thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Fantastic. Let's go through a few of the shows you have. Limbo, Up Close. How would you describe that show?
Limbo is absolutely amazing. It's an international show. Some of the performers have come in from New York. It's toured around the world. You're seeing a show that's sold out from New York to Edinburgh, Adelaide, and it's here in Port Douglas. Do not miss it. You will not see a show like it anywhere up in North Queensland.
I see on the spiel here it says, Up Close, Limbo Up Close will seduce Port Douglas people.
Absolutely.
Gee whiz, how exciting.
Ready to be seduced.
we're ready and waiting. We really are. Now, okay, another show.
Look, it's a party in paradise, to be anything.
Oh, yes, love that. love that marketing, party in paradise. Circus Wonderland, A Mermaid's Tale.
Yes,
tell us about that one.
It's a beautiful show. There's a beautiful mermaid in there.
Is that for the kids?
Yes, that's for the families.
Yeah, families, right.
That opens Carnival weekend on the Thursday night, so opening night at 5 o'clock. So you can pop down after school.
Yes.
And then for Carnival weekend, it's on 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock, two shows daily. It's sold out last year. It's a beautiful show. This year we have The Mermaid in it, and
The Mermaid's Tale.
It's very magical.
Oh, is it a mermaid that came out of the coral sea here? Oh, just out of the sea here.
Yeah.
You had to watch out for stingers.
She flies through the air.
Now, Debauched. That almost describes some of my friend's life story. But
probably describes Carnival.
Carnival. Late Night Burlesque. Now, look, I know it's Black Label.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's Black Label Adult. But what can you tell us about Debauched?
Oh, Debauched is a huge lineup. It was hosted by, from the UK, Ginzilla. He's flying in at the moment, actually.
Oh, he's got a bit of facial hair. He needs a little treatment on
the
face. That's the only problem.
he's a glam monster. He's a 7-foot-tall, glamorous, amazing cabaret singer. And he's hosting the show. So we have a bit of a cabaret flair this year.
Right.
And plus there's burlesque artists and some comedy burlesque as well.
So with that show, it feels like it's almost a 1950s thing, like Godzilla, a swamp monster, King Kong, that type of thing.
Oh, I don't see any swamp monsters in there.
Oh, okay. I'm just reading the blurb.
I see some sexy ladies.
Now you're saying 7 foot tall. Is that counting the high heels?
And know that he is 7 foot, so he's probably 7 foot tall plus the high heels.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's very tall, very glamorous, and wow. He's a good hugger.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I might see if he'll give me a hug. That'd be fantastic. Now, look, that's on Friday, of course, May 24th.
Yep, and Friday Saturday, night and yep. Saturday night.
Is there any tickets left for that? Because I know they've been selling fast.
It's selling really fast. Everything's moving now, so everything's selling fast. So if all the locals get in for this weekend at Limbo, so you can fit all the other wonderful events at Port Douglas on the carnival weekend.
Yes.
And they've got the amazing concert on Saturday night as well.
Yes, they have. That'll be great as well. Now, one other thing with the Spiegel tent, Aviator Skyflyer. Now, I don't see much information on that. What does that mean? Somebody up in the air doing something?
It's quite amazing. It is a flying swing ride, and it's about 30 metres up in the air.
Can we go on it? Anybody go on it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that thing they flip you, fly you around?
Oh, we did that last year.
Slingshot.
This year, you're going up 30 metres in the air and swinging around.
Oh.
And a great view of the inlet from way up in the air.
That's something for swingers.
Yeah.
This one, maybe. It sort of fits in with debauch.
Yeah.
Well, look, that is fabulous. Look, all the best with this.
Thank you. And please, everyone, come along opening weekend this weekend for Limbo, the show. So you can fit in like Eskimo Joe next week.
Yes, that's right.
There's so much on Carnival weekend. So come along to Limbo this weekend.
No, it'll be fantastic.
Book online.
Now, we gave away a double pass yesterday. I might ask you for a question, because later in the show I'm going to give away another double pass for the Saturday night coming up. I can't wait to do that.
You're excited about that.
I am excited. I get excited. I'm like a little kid. When I was young, I used to actually go to the circuses that came to my town, and I used to go underneath. Yeah.
The Golden Age circus.
I used to go in underneath.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Sort
of, but, I wouldn't go too far in, but I just put my head in there to watch the wonder of it all. And then you'd get the circus security would tell you to move on. I went to jail a couple of times, but that's not important now. But I do get excited with circus and carnival and all of that sort of stuff.
Carnival's an amazing event.
It is.
It's a wonderful event for up North Queensland, bringing people to Port Douglas.
Now, just before you leave, just a very quick sort of summary on where you're from originally. Melbourne?
Mm-hmm. We're from Melbourne, yes.
Yes. And you sort of, because of your hubby, you sort of married into the world of Spiegel Tent, didn't you?
I was a promoter and show producer before I married into showman's family.
Okay. Did they call them carnies?
No, we don't. No, that's an American terminology. We're showmen. We're travelling showmen.
Travelling, well, shows people because...
Yeah. Travelling showmen and women.
That's it. Well, look...
That's the correct terminology.
All the luck. And all I can say to everybody is get out, support the Spiegel Tent. They're up here earlier than Carnival so that you can get into the mood, and then when Carnival finally goes crunch, you'll have a great time with the street parade. Any of your people in the street parade?
We are. We're appearing in all the shows are in the street parade.
Beautiful.
So you can come and wave to us.
Oh, no, well, we'll be in. Fab FM's in the parade.
Oh, wonderful.
With our White Thunder. So very, very happy. All right, have a great day.
Oh, thank you. And book online at carnival.com.au.
Say that again.
Book online at carnival.com.au.
Good-o. See ya.